This podcast is sponsored by Skylight Frame. Mother's Day is almost here. What are you getting her? Something that shows you care. Something that makes her feel loved. Something that won't stress you out. Something like the Skylight Frame. The Skylight Frame is the perfect gift. It's a touchscreen photo frame your whole family can upload photos to, from wherever they are in the world. It's a way to share with her all the moments that matter. It sets up in seconds. You can even make sure that it's already loaded with photos when your mom opens her Mother's Day gift. And her Skylight Frame can hold thousands of the treasured photos you share. It's an easy, heartfelt way for mom to stay connected with those who matter most. It really is the perfect gift. Now, as a special Mother's Day offer for our listeners, get 15% off your purchase of a Skylight Frame when you go to skylightframe.com/easy. That's SKYLIGHTFRAME.com/easy. Get 15% off your Mother's Day purchase now at skylightframe.com/easy.
Hey, it's Amy Newmark. Please enjoy this rerun of one of my favorite episodes from last year.
Changing your life one story at a time. This is the Chicken Soup for the Soul podcast with Editor-in-Chief Amy Newmark.
Hey, it's Amy Newmark with your Chicken Soup for the Soul. And today's inspiration comes from Chicken Soup for the Soul Making Me Time, which is all about self-care and work-life balance and finding your own best kind of equilibrium and me time. One of the strongest themes that runs through this book is found in people realizing that they had been struggling with their schedules, juggling too many things, and they hadn't thought to actually ask anyone for help. Judy Salsiewicz, for example, never asked her husband to help with the baby. She didn't realize it, though, until that baby was potty trained, and Judy, who was pregnant with their second, said to her husband, "Isn't it great? We won't have two in diapers." That's when her husband smiled and said, "And in all that time, I never changed one." How had Judy not noticed? Her husband had never changed a diaper? And that's when Judy realized that she'd been doing all the work. She announced that she was going to register for the classes she needed to finish her master's degree, and she was going to interview for a teaching assistant position to pay for those courses. Her husband said, "How will you take care of two children, attend classes, and work at the college?" "I'll make it work," she answered, and she did. She got the teaching assistant job. She arranged for another graduate student to live with them rent-free in return for watching the baby and the toddler during the 15 hours Judy would be working each week. And she arranged for her husband to watch the children while she was in class, that thing she'd neglected to ask of him when they had the first baby. Judy says it was just a matter of asking for help. When she did, her husband stepped up. She'd been doing all the housework and childcare without thinking about it. Her husband hadn't helped because she hadn't asked. And as it turned out, her husband became quite the cook, and he changed a lot of diapers, and he helped with the Christmas shopping, and he took the kids out for excursions when Judy needed to study for exams. Judy got her master's degree. She says, "My biggest lesson didn't come from class. I learned that marriage could be a true partnership and that it was better to ask for help than pretend I could do it all."
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Janet Neathling is another busy mom who was overwhelmed by everything she had to do. She was working at a shop in her town from 8 to 5 every day, and then she had to get home and do everything there. One day, the customers at the store just wouldn't leave, and she was forced to stay way past 5, and she realized that she was just getting a glimpse of the sunrise on her way to work every morning and then working all day and never getting a chance to be outside. And when she got home each night, her family was waiting for her attention, and she had to make dinner, do laundry, take care of the pets. And then after dinner, she would wash the dishes, while the rest of the family relaxed with their own activities. But she realized it was her own fault. She'd spoiled her family over the years by doing everything by herself. Even on weekends, she got up early to clean the house and do the shopping while the family slept in. That's when she decided to have a family meeting. During the meeting, she explained why she was grumpy, and she asked her family for ideas to solve the problem. They ended up deciding the kids would clean their own rooms and take responsibility for certain chores each day. So Johnette made a chart. There were 4 people, and there were 5 weekdays. So she assigned each of the other people 1 day a week for a responsibility, and she took that for 2 times a week. And that was okay with her because it was compared to the 5 days a week that she had been doing all the chores. Johnette says, "A month has passed now since the new rules in the house began. I am impressed by how willing my family is to make life easier for me. It gives us more time to spend together, chatting and laughing. I no longer feel like I am living a rat race." Johnette is going for long walks now with the dog. She gets to admire the sunset on weeknights. She has a better attitude at work now if a customer keeps her after 5. She's even lost weight from all the walking. She says, "Now I look forward to each day knowing that I'll have the time I need to recharge my battery. All I had to do was make it a priority and ask for the help I deserved." I'm Amy Newmark. Thanks for listening to the Chicken Soup for the Soul podcast today. Make sure you subscribe to it on Apple or Google or wherever you like to get your podcasts. That way, each new episode will be automatically downloaded into your phone. If you'd like to learn more about Chicken Soup for the Soul Making Me Time, where you are sure to get some ideas for your own perfect form of self-care, go to our website, chickensoup.com, and click on the podcast button. You'll see the book there. You can look at the front and back covers, read more about it. And you'll find the book wherever books are sold, including Walmart, Barnes & Noble, Books A Million, and Amazon. And come back for our next episode to hear a couple of stories from our new book about female empowerment called Chicken Soup for the Soul, Be You. I'm going to share stories from 2 women who learned to stand up for what they deserved in their relationships.
Catch those springtime vibes all over Arizona. Break out of the winter blues by hitting the water at one of our lake and river parks. Take a hike among the wildflowers. Just make sure to stay on the trails and leave the flowers for the bees. Discover Arizona's best kept secret and visit azstateparks.com/amazing to start your springtime adventure.